Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is a pleasure, an absolute gas, to be here on the best damn show on the internet. What did I say? It's the best damn show on the internet. Now a lot of you aren't believing that, but you know what? You're gonna listen to some of that other pablum, all other puke that's out there, and everyone's gonna be trying to be as cool as me, gonna be trying to be as hip as me, it's gonna be trying to be as informative as me, and they're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Failing, because this is the best damn show on the internet. And so go ahead and tell your friends. Go ahead and tell your friends. This guy's got he's got such hubris and he's such braggadocious, blah, 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 all that crap. But it just happens to be true. This is the best damn show on the internet. And I am happy to be here this morning, this afternoon rather. Spent the morning with my friend Stanley Gloucester. Preparing for an event here in Tampa, and we are doing another Juneteenth festival celebration in conjunction with the folks at Ebony Elephant, and you're going to hear a lot more about Ebony Elephant and amongst other groups around the country very, very soon. It's a 503C, and we're going to have some of the founders of Ebony Elephant on the show. And because I keep telling you this, and I'm going to tell Rince Priebus, dickhead, you want to know how to be a game changer? You want to know how to be an urban game changer? Then you need to start looking to your resources. You're not gaining any traction in areas that you need to, and the urban community is one that you need to. You know, we keep hearing about, well, black people used to be Republican. Yeah, okay, and that's true. Yeah, okay, and they're not now. So you tell me why I can go to a black neighborhood and tell somebody about being Republican. And you told them the history. Yeah, okay, that doesn't work. So after you tell them the history, then what? Exactly. You hear that silence? Let me break the tension. Oh, there you go. Yeah, somebody farted. Yeah, that's what happens. So, you know what? We have groups like Ebony Elephant. We have people like the Urban Game Changers, all sorts of black folks around the country, black Republicans that are stepping out and, you know, and just taking the freaking hit for it. Whatever it is in communities, Rince Priebus, dickhead, you need to start listening to people. You ain't gonna win 40% of the black vote this time. Who? With Mitt Romney? Don't think so. Rick Santorum? I don't think so. Let's see, Newt Gingrich? Hell no. Dr. Paul? No, sorry. Even with that whole, you know, he wants to legalize weed. What the hell? By the way, that sort of burns my ass a little bit. What the hell? Dr. Paul's got a black following because he want to legalize weed. Well, hell, if that's the case, we can just get Snoop Dogg. we'll need some old white man who can't dress. Hell, we can get Snoop Dogg. I mean, if we just want somebody to be president who's going to legalize, who wants to legalize weed. Jeez. You know, it's funny. Snoop Dogg is pushing an energy drink. And I just thought that's the funniest thing ever because what is that? A weed flavored energy drink? What the hell? You know, we're talking about Snoop, and Snoop has got he is an enigma because Snoop is known for smoking weed and coaching Little League football and being on Nickelodeon, and then you know what I'm saying? And then have the biggest booty busting BET video ever. And then go back on Nickelodeon and then go back and smoke some weed. He is the only person in the world who gets to play in everybody's sandbox. Crazy. Crazy. So, you know what? I don't need Dr. Paul to be a Republican. You know what? To tell black people, well, they're putting most of y'all in jail over this weed stuff here. And what I want to do is I want to legalize weed and keep them out of jail. You know what I'm saying? So you need to follow me because I'm for legalizing weed. I want to close down all the public schools and give you charter schools and give you whatever, but I will legalize weed. it's just freaking nuts.
So Rince Priebus, dickhead. Why don't you listen to some of these urban game changers and people from the groups like Ebony Elephant and the like, because that's how you're going to make the gains in the areas that you need to make gains in order to win. And obviously, some of y'all are just not freaking interested in winning. You know what? And here's something else. We got to go to break real fast. But here's the deal. Mitt Romney wins Illinois, basically kicks everybody's ass. Just saying. Everybody's talking smack. But the fact of the matter is, you know, hey, Rick and Newt, y'all run around with Etch-a-Sketches and stuff, but y'all got your ass whipped. I'm just saying. Y'all just left Illinois and y'all had an ass whipping. But we have to understand, here's why we have to win. This is how we have to band together after all this is over, because the media did this. They immediately went to the comment of one staffer who said that, you know, the campaign's kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. Well, and you know what? And then the idea is this. And everybody who's run a campaign or been around a campaign knows that there's a primary mode and there's a general election mode. Everybody knows that, and it is kind of like holding up an Etch-a-Sketch. And here's the primary mode, and then you erase that, and then there's the general mode. And everybody jumped on that. I seen the flip flopper. Well, hell, we knew that. What? It's amazing what they focus on, because they are scared to death. If we ever, on our side, if we ever pull our heads out of our ass and get started moving down the direction that we need to go and build the coalitions inside our own party that we need to build, we are going to be freaking unstoppable. We'll be right back with more of the Will Show right after these messages. It's the best damn show on the internet. I don't care.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What?
Hold
on. What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 2972-71 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city, where the Lorax roams free, is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love, with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak to the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive!
I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with more of the Will Lawson Show here on Blood Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. Yep, the best damn show on the internet. All of them, bar none. You know why? Because I tell you, I got to tell you the truth. You know, one of the things that struck me this morning, there's a story coming out of Los Angeles. Now, if you want to, I mean, today is evidence day. Evidence of why things got to change and why local elections are so important. You know, there's a lot of attention paid to the national elections and the re-election attempt of Barack Obama and the, you know, a lot of national paid to all this stuff. But I'm telling you, if you can't control your own community, forget about taking back your country. And you know what? And a lot of you who listen or who, you know what, you get your panties in a twist all about, you know, Barack Obama and our liberty and blah, blah, blah. Where right in under your own nose, right under your own mustache is crap like this. In California, in the city of angels, the city council is warning that phrases like cracko are intolerable. And all council members were once Wednesday to becoming the first in the nation, the first city in the nation to adopt a resolution condemning certain types of speech on public airways. Council member Jan Perry introduced legislation this week that would call upon media companies to ensure the on-air hosts do not use and promote racist and sexist slurs on radio and other broadcasts. That's right. The city of Los Angeles is deciding that the people in, of course, that they don't regulate the airwaves in L.A. They don't. That's an FCC thing. But they're saying that they're going to take charge here and say that their folks are not going to use, people in L.A. are not going to use racist and sexist slurs. Now, here's they've got some job. You know what? And to tell you about the hypocrisy of this, it is L.A. that started the whole shock jock bullcrap to start with. It is the places like that that got people like Howard Stern going. I mean, that's what it is. That's the people anyway. But however, here's the deal, and here are the people involved. You know what? Because you're going to hear more about these groups as it comes to free speech. It's a very interesting coalition of people. Because what this is a free speech issue. These folks aren't breaking, at this point, any federal law. They're kind of distasteful. How this came about was that there's a KFI 640 AM, shortly after the death of Whitney Houston, referred to her as a crack hoe. Now, it is disrespectful, especially so soon after her death, to refer to her as a crack hoe. And I think that somebody probably mentioned, why all the hubbub over a crack hoe? Okay. Was it distasteful? Yes. Yes. And they got suspended. You know? Yes. Distasteful, very much so. But so distasteful, in fact, that there should be a law, not just a law against calling Whitney Houston a crack hoe, but that these people are going to be on watch, on guard, to ensure that no one use what they consider, by their own determination, racist and sexist slurs. Now, here are the people involved. Members of the Black Media Alliance, are you surprised? The National Hispanic Media Coalition, and the Korean American Bar Association, and the American Indians in Film and Television. They were all on hand to voice their support for the proposal. So these people are going to be a watchdog on free speech. Forget that Steve Harvey and them other clowns going to be on talking much crap. And I'm guessing that the Lily White Caucasian Media Protection Agency is silent on this issue because they don't freaking exist. We're the only ones. We're the minority, the only ones hopping up and down going, oh, they're calling his names. They're calling his names. Because we get offended for everybody. We get offended because some stupid shock jocks who got suspended call Whitney Houston a crack hoe. And we just take that on like they're calling all those crack hoes. It's ridiculous. The proposal cites a long history of racially offensive comments as well as deplorable sexist remarks, particularly towards women and Black, Latino, and Asian communities at KFI 640, and calls for the parent company, Clear Channel, which is a huge corporation, and also the Rush Limbaugh Show and Glenn Beck and most of the top conservative shows run on Clear Channel. This is all some back dough stuff. Just saying. Clear Channel and other broadcasters to hire a more diverse workforce to offset the trend. So the idea is that not only are we going to jump up and down and scream and yell and holler in L.A. every time that somebody thinks that they got their feelings hurt because somebody said some offhand comment, we want you to fire people and hire more people who look like us. We want you to hire more Black people, and more Asian people, and more men, because that'll do it. We're going to tell you how to run your business. And the problem, and the real problem for me is that Clear Channel, God bless them, probably don't have sense that God gave an animal cracker, and in L.A. they'll acquiesce. They'll just get, oh, okay, well, we'll just fire people who haven't done anything wrong and haven't broken any laws and blah, blah, blah. And we'll just hire whoever you want us to hire because that's how they are. Like I said yesterday, man, it's about that dog and his butt. If you don't think that local elections are important, there are people on this city council in L.A. that are ready to take free speech away. And they're agreeing to it. And I'm sure nobody – now, this is L.A., This is L.A. This is the Hollywood. This is Hollywood. This is you know what, the freedom and speech and movies and all this stuff, and they're about to take their own. They're about to take it all. They're about to shoot it all down. What about the movies? That in a movie, somebody's called a bitch or a hoe or worse. What's more sexist than shooting a woman on film? What's more, I mean, seriously, what's more sexist than killing a woman on film? That's pretty damn sexist when you kill somebody. What's more sexist than a movie about a serial killer that rapes and kills women? Not much more sexist than that. So is L.A. going to show up and talk to these broadcasters and these filmmakers every time there's an offhand comment about a woman, every time somebody backhands a woman in a movie, every time somebody says the word bitch when they are referring to a woman in a movie? Is that what they're planning on doing? I'm curious. Is that what they're planning on doing? Because I'm really guessing not. I'm guessing this is a backdoor way to get at people, to get at Clear Channel, and to get at people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and the like. If you don't think local elections are important, let me help you with something. You know, I was just at a Republican executive committee meeting, and we have one of the largest committees in the state, if not the largest, a few hundred people there. And everybody's, we're trying to, you know, there's some county commission candidates and stuff trying to get petitions signed. And all these people are all jacked up about Obama, 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 Obama. But when right underneath them, in their very own communities, all hell is breaking loose. They're holding up over your head, getting your attention, and then slapping the crap out of you with the other. Look up here, look up here. Psh, 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 psh. What was that? Nothing. Look up here, look up here. Psh, psh, psh. That's what's happening. Picking your pocket, slapping you around. You're like, oh, where's that coming from? I don't know. You're so easily distracted. So local elections are important. And so here's what you have to do. Stop being a cheesehead. Stop being stupid. Find out what's going on in your own community. Find someone you can support, and you support them three ways: with your time, your prayer, and your finances. You know what? Attaboys, don't buy yard signs. Way to go! We're behind you. You know what? That doesn't buy mailouts or TV time or radio time or a table at an event. Whatever the candidate needs to get their message out. You know what? Attaboys and pat on the backs and we're with you. We're with you. Good luck. That doesn't do anything. Let me help you. It doesn't do jack. You know what? Didn't do jack spit. Nothing. So don't think you're supporting somebody. Let me help you with this. Because you know what? This is getting close to home. Getting close to home for me. Don't think that helps anybody. Don't come up and pat me on the back and say, hey, we're behind you. Well, have you donated a little bit? Can you help me with this? Can you come and, yeah, we're behind you. Good luck. You got a tough road to hoe. Do me a favor. If that's all you got to say, then don't say to me, okay? Just keep walking by me because I don't want to hear it. I know what I'm doing is tough. And you know what? A lot of other candidates that are running local, that are running against around the country, who are running against, you know, incumbent Democrats who are entrenched. Yeah, we know it's hard. Hey, we knew it was hard before we took off. We started it. But we all made the same mistake. We thought that we'd have help. We were wrong. So if you understand how the things are happening, like in this particular case in Los Angeles, how important it is, then you know what you'll do? You'll find a local candidate and you'll help them. And you will help them. Because all hell is breaking loose. We got 6 minutes before the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about one more local case, and this would be this would involve, if things were done correctly, a school board action. School board. Yes, the election that nobody gives about. Because most of you around the country don't have any idea who represents you on the school board. Most of you can't name one school board person in your area. You couldn't do it at gunpoint. You have to take a bullet to the head. That's why this is the best damn show on the internet. Listen, in Virginia, a Virginia middle school teacher recently forced his students to support Barack Hussein Obama's reelection campaign by conducting opposition research against the four Republican candidates. Now, what this asswipe did is he divided his class into four groups. Each of them took a Republican candidate. Each of these groups were supposed to take the incumbent position. That means they were supposed to be in support of Barack Hussein Obama, President Obama. Find out, let's see here, the vulnerabilities of each of the their Republican candidate. They were in charge, you know, they were supposed to research, like Ron Paul or Mitt Romney or whatever. And then once they did that, send those reports that they had come up with to President Obama, to his reelection campaign. So this guy, this asswipe teacher in Virginia, decided that he would have his eighth grade honors class do oppo research for Barack Obama. Now, if he had five groups and they kind of went at it, that'd be one thing, but no. Liberty teacher Michael Denman, who declined comment, unveiled the assignment in mid-January when he broke the civics honors class into four groups, one for each of the Republican candidates, and the students were then to collaborate as a group and research the backgrounds of their assigned candidate. Denman assigned two kids to write a paper revealing the identified weaknesses of the two to write the attack strategy paper, and the other two to locate the individual inside the Obama administration to whom which they could send the information. My classmates don't actually know a lot, but they tended to agree that most recent instruction in this project just didn't seem right, one of the students told the Daily Caller. Even the kids didn't know, thought, this ain't right. So if you have a decent school board, you know what you do with that asswipe? He's unemployed. He's done. You call him in. You say, homeboy, maybe you can go work for the Obama administration. Maybe you can clean out the caboose. That's my Color Purple line of the day. Yeah. What do you think happens to this guy? I'm guessing he gets reprimanded. And he has to start eating lunch all by himself. I'm guessing that's what happens. See, two examples, folks, how important local elections are. The city council election in L.A., where they're shutting down free speech in L.A. You can't, what? They're shutting down free speech. They're saying over the airwaves, which they do not regulate, by the way. No city government regulates the airwaves. The airwaves are regulated because they travel across state lines a lot of times. The airwaves are regulated by the FCC, not the LACC. There is no LACC, Los Angeles Communication Commission. That doesn't exist. Although they think that they can do that, they can tell people what to say. And, you know, and then in addition to all the rules and stuff about the FCC that you can't say. And at the same time, say whatever the hell they want. It is absolutely amazing. And in this case in Virginia, where this asswipe teacher is having his kids do oppo research for the Barack Obama reelection campaign. Even the kids know it's not right. two examples of why you have to have better local leadership. This whole idea of taking over your, taking back your country and blah, 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 all that kind of happy horse, whatever. That's all well and good. But I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You have no shot. Let me help you. No shot. None. Of taking back your country. Until you can control your own community. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll take a call. We'll take our call. It was much better. Remember, the radio. Radio.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that in your country, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
we're back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, before we take our call, I just got an email from the folks at MoveOnUp.org, and that's a counter group to MoveOn.org. You know, we got a question from a local newspaper, and we did make that call yesterday to a local black newspaper about our feelings about this whole Trayvon Martin thing that's going on in Sanford, Florida, not just 2 hours from the Spacewalk Production Studios. And this is from a person who was involved with MoveOnUp.org, again, a conservative group. Let's see. And I'm going to read some of this. I'm a citizen who patrols the community. Obviously, I support this public safety concept. Police aren't the only ones who should walk or ride the streets on alert for trouble. No one should act like he's above the law while doing so. George Zimmerman, Florida neighborhood watch captain, come possible murder suspect, also believes in citizen patrols. State and federal officials who determine if his beliefs include homicide. News accounts of his fatal shooting of a black teenager, Trayvon Martin, should cause citizen patrollers to pause and seriously assess what we do. We aren't police officers, and unlike bad cops, are easily liable for civil and criminal offenses. Stopping people on the street without evidence of crime is outside our scope. Suspicions should be either documented or reported to police for investigation. That troubles me greatly. There you go. Got to do it right. There's nothing wrong. You know what? One of the biggest Crime Watch organizations is a Black Crime Watch, who's just south of where I live, just south of the river. I mean, which is and right there, the river is 250 feet. I mean, that's one of the biggest Crime Watch communities in town. It's black run. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know what? Any time that you get outside of your purveyance, like this George Zimmerman asshole did, and thinks that, I mean, I don't know who he thinks he is. He thinks he's a freaking superhero. He's super cop or something. After being told not to follow this kid, should have just backed up. He was in his car, for God's sakes. Got out of his car. It's a problem. Anyway, there you go. So if somebody was looking for more comments from conservatives about this particular incident, there it is. And they can check it out there on the WillieLawsonShow.com website.
Well, we'll talk again on the 15th anyway, so that's no problem. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll pot him up. But that's the deal. That's the craziness. All right, let's see if he's good. Stan, what's up, man?
Hi, Mom. Sorry about that, Willie.
That's quite all right. What can we do for you, man?
Hey, you know what? I was thinking about what you were saying. Actually, had me dying laughing. You're in rare form today.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
I can tell you're feeling good. I can tell you're feeling good this morning, too. So,
yeah, man.
But you're in rare form. My question about the case out in L.A. is that where's the ACLU?
Ding, 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 ding. Why aren't they coming to the defense of these two shock jocks who are just all they're doing is expressing their First Amendment rights to free speech? Where the heck are they?
Hey, you know what? Just like I always say, if you're going to be outraged all the time, not when it's convenient for you. And if you're going to, if the ACLU is only there to prevent people's constitutional rights, then you need to be there all the time.
All the time.
Not when it's convenient for you to do it.
And not when it just pushes your agenda. Wait a minute. You think the ACLU has an agenda? You think?
Oh, could it be? Could it be they have a liberal agenda? Could it be?
Yeah, I know. You know what they are? You know what the A stands for in ALC?
Assholes.
That's what it stands for.
Assholes, cunts, lesbians, and...
That's what it stands for. That's right. Come on, ACLU. Do your dang on job. Do your damn job. Come on, ACLU, where are
they
you?
They need to do their job. If I was, and then going back to that teacher, you know, because I have had this experience with one teacher already, and it was when my oldest son was going to school, mm-hmm. and they were, and the teacher was trying to get her Bill Clinton approach across to my son, and I went and told him it was this math teacher, and I just said, you know what? Your job is to teach him math, not teach him the history of this country. That case you've been history, but you're doing math. My job is to raise my child to tell him what is really going on in this country. That is my job. You do your job, and I'll do my job, and we'll see how long he comes up. Your job is not to indoctrinate him to get your point of view. If you have kids, you push that on your kids. Do not try to push that on other people's kids, because I am truly offended, and I even told the principal that as well. If we have this conversation again, the next time we have this conversation will be in front of the school board.
That's exactly right.
You know, I'll stop it at the school, and I don't believe in going over your head, because believe me, if I confront you, I'm talking to you and nobody else. Only way I'll go over your head and say, I had a conversation with the teacher and the principal. If nothing's going to be done, so let me go ahead and take it a step forward. You know, and I got younger kids, and I'll tell the teachers the same thing. I have this talk on the first day of school, and I got four kids in school, and I have this talk with each one of the teachers on the first day of school. I do not care what your agenda is politically. My question to you is, do not push it on my kids.
There you go.
Don't push it on them.
No.
If you push it on them, I'm going to expose you, and I'm going to try to get you fired.
Yeah, and you have to have strong people on the school board to make sure that message gets out. Just do your job, because there is nothing, because I've taught math in public school. There's nothing political about the Pythagorean theorem. There's nothing political about it. There's nothing political about a quadratic equation. Nothing political about it. There's nothing, especially in math. My God, in math? No, great. And in earth science, a rock is a rock. Stratonimbus cloud is a stratonimbus cloud. Just stick to the book. Don't get crazy, and we won't have a problem. And the school board ought to be making, in these communities, ought to be making sure, in this Virginia community, making sure that this teacher gets fired as a sign to the other teachers in you know what, that county went 60% for Barack Obama in 2008. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what a shock.
Yes, Virginia, what the heck, you know. But guess what? No, you can't do this. Hell, the kids knew it was wrong. The kids knew something
and
right.
And they're bringing it up and saying, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this. And, you know, and the problem is that we are not doing enough. I think parent-wise, we're not doing enough. And to patrol these dudes, say, you know, this is not, you're not going to be doing this, and this is not going to go on. And if you do, I'm going to have somebody's job. It's just that simple.
That's exactly
right. You know,
right.
I'll expose you enough is that other parents will come forward, too. And before you know it, this little anthill is going to turn into a mountain.
That's exactly right. And then you'll be unemployed, and then you can be on unemployment for 8,000 weeks, and then you can – maybe I think the guy can go work for the Obama administration. He's apparently an amateur OPPO researcher. Then he can go find that job for real and leave our damn kids alone, because I'm tired of the crap. You know what? You're right. You know what? And if it's okay to be outraged when it's wrong. These people are wrong. This is why I keep saying, Stanley, and you know I say this all the time, it is almost more important – who runs your city council, who runs your school board, who runs your county commission, who your damn mayor is, than anything else. These are the people who make your life in your town where you live every day miserable. It makes it a hellhole. That's because that's their job, to be doing that kind of stuff to make it better, but they're not. They're feathering their own nest. They're pushing their own agenda. They're taking care of their own relatives. That's what they're doing. Paying your wife $1,000. Anyway,
I'm glad you said that, because after I left you this morning, I went by my church, talked to my pastor, and there was another member there, and we had a nice spirit debate this morning. Because the first thing he asked me, He said, well, what do you do politically? And then I told him, I said, well, you know, I just got appointed to the chairman of the Black Republicans of West Florida. Mm-hmm. They say, he said, you're a Republican? I said, I've been a Republican since I'm 18 years old, and I'm 42. I say, the problem with, you know, I became a Republican because I believe in the principles of the government. I'm pretty sure most blacks like yourself believe in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
I said, look, I'm not going to vote nationally because my thing like this, we need to change the local system. I say,
bingo.
Look at the people that you have locally. I say, you got Frank. I'm going to give Frank a bad because Frank's only been there almost less than a year. But
it's true. True.
You got less. You got less than been around 20 years. 20 years doing absolutely nothing. You got Athena, who's more worried about you, the pronunciation of her name, than she is worried about doing her job. You got the toilet paper lady and Betty Reed. I say, and then you got our school board member who has the two top selling high schools in the black community.
Yep.
I say, how is it possible that these people keep getting elected? I said, I'll tell you why they keep getting elected. They don't have a campaign plan. They don't have a formulation that will bring jobs, economic money, roads, businesses to the community. Their main objective, they will get up in front of those people and say, well, you don't want the other guy to get elected because he ain't going to be able to do anything. I said, my response to that, better than you because you haven't did any damn thing.
That's exactly right. If you suck, I can suck too. If you get paid, I can just get paid. What? I promise I won't make it worse. I can't possibly make it any worse. I can't possibly cause crime to be higher in my neighborhood. I can't possibly cause unemployment to be higher than it is in my neighborhood. I can't possibly make the schools fail any more than they're already failing in my neighborhood. It's not possible. So hell, at least we can get paid. So the president says what? It works a little better when you spread the wealth around. Hell, let's not spread it around.
Spread around. But, you know, his attitude was to me, well, you're not going to be able to, you know, you're not going to be able to change it overnight. You're not going to be able to go downtown and demand that they do something in your neighborhood. I'm like, and I said to him, well, why you can't? And he looked at me, he said, what do you mean? What? He said, it doesn't work that way. I said, yeah, it does work that way.
Not with these clowns, doesn't work that way because they don't want it to work that way.
No, I thought he said, you're not going to change because you say it needs to be changed. I say, well, why not? I say, I'm going to use your own strategy against you. You know, you use the race car for everything else. Why don't you use trying to improve your neighborhood?
Yeah. Bingo. How come you say, hey, how come down in South County, where all the old white folks live, they don't have potholes? How come up here, where all the black people live, we got potholes, y'all don't give a damn about our streets? I'm just saying.
I mean,
if you're going to go that way, can you go that way in a positive way to make your area better?
Exactly. And then I told him, I said, what you have is a defeated attitude. I said, you got two idiots in Tallahassee. You got two downtown. That's got three downtown. I said, and they're all doing nothing. But simply making excuses. I said, to be honest, none of them come around unless it's campaign year.
Nope. None of them.
Les Miller was in the Senate and the House for 18 years. How much money did he really bring to his district?
Nothing.
Same thing for Athena. I said, the only thing he do is go out there and make up stupid laws that make absolutely no sense at all, and they get no money.
And enjoy
how would you do it?
And enjoy the Tallahassee weather and have lunch, because that's all they could be doing.
That's all they could do.
And going to fam football games. That's
go
all they could
do. Football games. That's all they do. And he said, well, what would you do? I say, it's controlled by the Republicans. I can care less who it's controlled by. I say, because if you go and you form a coalition with people, they say, I'll support you on this bill, but I need your help on this end. It's called talking to people.
And I would, I'm not above embarrassing the crap out of leadership in the Republican Party to make things happen in my district.
Me
I'm not above
neither.
That. I'll tell you what, I'm not above it. And you know what?
Me
they
neither.
Know it. I'll embarrass them. I will humiliate them. I will call them out to make stuff happen where I live that's been ignored for years and years and years. Hell, the street that I live off of, I'm going to take a break, but the street that I live off of, folks, was supposed to be widened in the 60s when your host was a baby. It was supposed to be widened in the 60s. It just got finished last year. Why? Because it was in the wrong neighborhood. It was in a neighborhood that didn't have any political power. It was in a neighborhood that had continually failing leadership. And it took 40 years to get a street widened in my neighborhood. 40 years. I'm not talking about 4 months. I'm not talking about 4 years. I'm talking about 40 years. 4 decades to get a street widened. Get a street widened. Why? Because leadership in my area, the leadership in our area, and a lot of leadership in a lot of these areas around the country suck. And nobody has the balls to say so except us here. So you know what? That's why this is the best damn show on the internet. My name is Will. I'll be right back after the...
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 952-972-7171 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
All right. Welcome back to the Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. Looks like Red State Talk Radio is going to be back up and rolling here in a couple of days, so keep an eye on it. Go to redstatetalkradio.com and keep up with the website and check out the player. Make sure that, you know what, at some point it's going to be up and rolling. Primo Mardoni's daughter, thank you, honey. You're awesome. Is going to be running the station, and we should be up and rolling just in a day or so. So definitely by next week, I'm thinking. The healing vibe and the healing and prayers go out to Primo as he recovers at home, flat on his back most of the day. But that's okay. Take your time, Primo. There ain't no reason to rush back and do all of this. Everything's going to be just fine. Listen, we have a little bit of time. Right now in the Washington Times is an article about, you know, the left is going after Rush Limbaugh. You know what? It's interesting, and Rush has got a lot of money. He's going to be okay. But it's interesting that they are using the same tactics against Rush Limbaugh as he did Glenn Beck. They're not upset about the Sandra Fluke comments. They're just trying to push their censorship issue. You know what? Just like they're doing in L.A., I want to know, just like my friend Stanley says, where's the ACLU? Where are the assholes? I mean, the ACLU. Why are they defending Russia's free speech rights? Why are they not doing that? Because, come on, folks, this is why you conservatives, Republicans, we got to stop having these pissing contests about he's not conservative, he's not right now. We got to stop that crap. Because you know what? While we're doing that, while we're fiddling with our fiddlers, you know what's happening? Rome is burning. While we got our hands on our pants going, Rome is on fire. We're losing the Republic. All hell is breaking loose. And we're having these pissing kind of, you're not conservative enough. You're not conservative enough. That's why we have to pull our heads out of our collective asses. Got to do that. Ready? Around the country. That's heads being pulled out of asses. And get to work. Something interesting, running out of time here. I'm only in about 2 minutes. Listen, this is, you'll find this cool. Jeb Bush says Marco Rubio should be the GOP's vice president choice. Holy cow. It is the Jeb Bush who woke up and said, I'll take this now. endorsed Mitt Romney a couple of days ago and is saying, I want you to take my boy and make him vice president. Holy crap. Oh, and that's in the LatinoFoxNews.com website. Yes, indeedy. How that's going to play. You know what's interesting? You know what? And Republicans and conservatives and Tea Party people, as much as you can hate it or love it or whatever, let me help you with this. Jeb Bush, the kingmaker. There are some people who are kings, but there are other people who are kingmakers. The king may be the head, but the kingmaker is the neck. That's who turns the direction, who paves the way. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to try to talk about that tomorrow for sure. We're also going to talk about the president is also looking to open up the southern part of the Keystone Pipeline because he knows that if these gas prices get to $4.50 a gallon, he's so rude. He's a private citizen because it doesn't matter what they do otherwise. If people have to pay $4 in a gallon for gas, they go whether they it's fair or not, the president. So he's trying to say, I'm doing something. We're going to talk about, you know what, the media sucks pretty much, and they have scrubbed Malia's vacation in Mexico. And this is a story about Malia because she ain't responsible. She's just a kid. But how the Obama administration and the left have decided, ooh, that's right, we told y'all not to go there. Except we're going to send Malia there on vacation. Malia gets to go to Mexico with 25 Secret Service agents, and they are paid for by you. How about that? You happy about that? Thought you would be. Listen, tell your friends. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, this is the Will and Austin Show on Blog Talk Radio, Penn State Talk Radio. It's the best damn show on the internet. You let your friends know, your neighbors know, your enemies know. They can bring Thanksgiving. Until we see you, can't go out there and learn something, love somebody, or just